Rabbi Sai, Gemara on Daf Sadi Zayin tells me that Amru Rabbanon B'Taima, Amru Rabbanon B'Kfeila, Amru Rabbanon B'Shishim, that if it's Heter, Min B'Shein Amil B'Heter, so then a regular Yid tastes it. If it's Min B'Shein Amil Shel Iser, so you need a Kfeila. And if it is Min B'Mino, the Gemara says you need Shishim. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rishonim have four different approaches to how we understand the word kfela and the need for the kfela in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba already commented that a kfela probably does not have to be an expert in tam, because the fact that by a regular Jew we say that Amru Rabbanan B'Taima, that Taima doesn't mean that you need a professional taster. I think the Queen of England, may she be remembered, the Queen of England, I think, had professional tasters that would like taste her food before she ate it. The Pashtus is that Amru Rabbanan B'Taima tells me that you don't need a professional taster. So the rule for kfela is not that you require someone who has bekiyus b'tam. So what's the yesod of kfela? When do I need kfela? When don't I need kfela? And there are four different shitos in Rishonim. There are some shitos in Rishonim that when the Gemara says kfela, it doesn't really mean that you need a baker. It just means that you need a guy who's Mesiach Lachitzumo. If you look at Rashi, Sadi Zayin Amin Av, Rashi writes, Kfela is Mesiach Lachitzumo. As I state in Rashi, like, if you think I'm crazy, you can think that. But Rashi says that. Rashi says that Kfela just means a guy who is telling the story. As I state in Rashi, all you need is Mesiach Lachitzumo. Tosfos writes that in his opinion, Kfela is a ne'emanos based on the principle of umen lomara umnase, based on the principle that professionals tell the truth because they don't want to ruin their professional reputation. So therefore, because of umen lomara umnase, so therefore a kfela is believed. That's a taisus, right? It's mamash, like a really short taisus on Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph. It's like one line. And that's what Taisus says. So according to Rashi, kfeila don't mean nothing. It just means Mesiach Lachitzumo. According to Taisus, it means umen lomar umnase. I really haven't said anything yet, Noah, but let's hear what you have to say. That is exactly, read the words of Rashi. Rashi writes Mesiach Lachitzumo. Beferish and Rashi. You're not going to convince me I'm wrong. No, Rashi teaches kfeila as Mesiach Lachitzumo. Rashi says kfela means a guy who is Mesiach Lefitumo. What does the word kfela mean? Not very much according to Rashi. Even if I'm wrong within Rashi, right, there certainly is a school of Rishonim who say that Mesiach Lefitumo alone helps. But
no, that's kfela.
No.
You don't need a kfela. That's what the Beis Hamikdash says. You don't need a kfela. You just need to see a kfela. That's what Rashi and Rashba
have a Rashi. Whoa, calm down. You're getting ahead of me. I'm learning Rashi and Tosfos. Right, so Rashi, I think, says that the word kfela means Mesiach Lefitumo. That's what Rashi says. Nachtum Obekochav and continue the words.
And that teaches you that what the Nevar is.
How does Nachtum Obekochav teach me Mesiach Lefitumo? The Pshat and Rashi is.
The Gemara is teaching us that a Nachtum Obekochav, because it has to be a Nachtum, the Gemara is teaching us that the Tamei Kilo, we do trust a Nachtum Obekochav and let's see if it's too much.
Okay. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I have no reason to assume that the word nachtom is dafka, especially in light of the fact that many Rishonim say nachtom is lav dafka. Halohima, the Rambam, and some lines in the Rashba, etc. Why do I use the word kfela? Because people, like the Beis Yosef tells me, the people who usually taste food are kfelas. So I trust the taster of the food when the taster of the food is meseach lefi tumay. Right? But that means it's not a ne'emonos based on umin lomara umnasei. Tosfos says it's a ne'emonos based on umin lomara umnasei. Rashi zoknisht. Now, years ago, I heard from Rabbi Sabolovsky that the pshat in Rashi and Tosfos is that they are arguing l'shitaso. Be'ezras Hashem on Wednesday, we'll learn the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. There's a huge machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Is Tam Ke'ikar a din d'raisa or a din d'rabbanan? Right? Tam Ke'ikar is a halachic principle that when you have, let's say, flavor of chazer that goes into noodles, that the noodles themselves become like chazer. So I don't only need to be mevato, the shishim, I don't only need shishim kenega, the amount of chazer that went into it. I have to mevato all the noodles also. That's the din of Tam Ke'ikar. Machloikas harishonim is Tam Ke'ikar d'orais or Tam Ke'ikar d'rabbanan. Rashi shita is Tam Ke'ikar d'rabbanan. Taisus is shita, the Rabbeinu Tam shita is a Tam Ke'ikar d'orais. According to Rashi, Tam Ke'ikar is a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, by dinim d'rabbanan, the Gemara tells me at the end of Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Yevamis says that by dinim d'rabbanan, goyim are neman meseach lefitumo. A matir and aguna, right? Meseach lefitumo. Zakhbi Gemara, that's the one exception. Right, because you shouldn't be guna kilu barabonon. We have special kulas by aguna. But ordinarily, meseach lefituma only helps on dinim drabonon. Rashi tells me meseach lefituma helps over here because according to Rashi, tam ke'ikar is a din drabonon. But Tosfos, who says that tam ke'ikar is a din d'oraisa, so Tosfos can't tell me that nemonas here is based on meseach lefituma. According to Tosfos, it's a new category in Nemonas called Umin Lomara Umnase, which is a category that helps on the level of Doiraisa. If you look in Rosh Chodesh's Tshuva in the Sefer, I think it's the Ginas Egos, in his third Sefer, about the Kashras of the Dag Hatuna Shebukufsaos. So one of the issues that comes up is, can you trust the fishermen, right? Shakespeare's fishmongers. Can you trust the guys on the ship who say that it's taka a tuna? Maybe it's a dolphin, maybe it's something else, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Umin Lomarim Nosei. They're professionals. Umin Lomarim Nosei helps even on the dinim d'oraisa. That's what Tosfos is telling me, because Tam Ke'ikar is d'oraisa, Umin Lomarim Nosei helps on d'oraisas. This is the first two shitas in the sugya. Hi, Brian.
Yeah, one of the examples in the Gemara is the case of Min Bimino, which even brings also says there are abundance. There, that answer wouldn't really come.
I don't need to say that, but the Gemara says I'm talking about, the Gemara says I'm talking about Mishen Mino also. According to Tosfos, how does it work? If Tam Ke'ikar is d'oraisa, Teretz is Umin Lomar Masa is a principle that helps on d'oraisas. Mr. Weiss.
Would it be possible to say for Rashi that given he doesn't emphasize the word Nachtom, would you say that being that's the Indian Bekiyas Patam, or is that like totally?
So it could be it's a din in Bekiyas Patam. It could be that the din of Nachtom means that most people don't have finer taste buds to be sensitive to different tastes. And that could be the pshat in the Ramah, who says that bizmanenu, we don't rely on te'imas kfela anymore. Because the pshat is just like the Gemara says, arva kol simcha, the bizman hazeh, that we don't really have simcha after korban habayis. The Gemara at the end of Cheskes Habatim also writes that after korban habayis, no, we're at the end of Saita, writes after korban habayis, so nitlatam haperos, no? The fruit is not as geschmack. So it could be that we don't have the same sensitivity to taste. If that would be the pshat, though, then Ti'imas Yisrael would not help. The Shach tells me in Seif Katan Zayin that when the Ramah says we're not tzemech on Ti'imas Akum, he only means I'm not tzemech on Ti'imas Akum, but Ti'imas Yisrael I am tzemech on, against the Lavush, who says, we're not so mech even unto Imas Yisrael. Nafgamina is if I cut a radish with a fleshiga knife, right? According to the Shach, I have an awesome kula, no? Cut a radish with a fleshiga knife, have a yid taste it. A Jew who's, let's say, doesn't care about becoming fleishig. What's the big whoop, right? So he's going to taste it, and he's going to say, oh, it doesn't taste fleishig to me. So then the radish isn't fleishig, according to the Shach. Now, the Shach raises in Sadivov, this doesn't help l'chatchila. This only helps b'diavad, but yehei mashi yehei, to imas Yisrael, according to the Shach, helps. According to l'vush to imas Yisrael, doesn't help. It could be that the word kfeila is just a way of saying a baki batam, but that would be against what the Rashba begins with in the Torah HaBayis. And the Rashba begins our sugya by saying that Amar Rabbanan B'tayma tells me that you don't need a baki b'tam, yeder einer. Everybody can taste whether, right, the tarfus is, whether, again, not in the case of tarfus, whether, let's say, the truma is there, or the neder food is there, etc. That's the Rashba's right, that you don't need real tam. Hi, Noah.
I'll save
that. That's my measure. You're very generous.
I'll appreciate. Save
I appreciate your. So these are the two shittas of Rishonim. There's other Rishonim that seem to say that either Kfela or Mesiach Lefitumo helps. Either one helps. You don't have to be. Right? Either one, you could use either Mesiach Lefitumo or Kfela. That seems to be a very mainstream shita in Rishonim, that you need that either one will help. The Rambam has a fourth shita in Rishonim, that the Rambam says you neither need Kfela, you don't have to be an Uman, nor do you need Mesiach Lefitumo. The Rambam tells me every single goy on the planet is neman to say that the noodles don't have the flavor of chazer in it. Every goy on the planet. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, this is already shocking. How can the Rambam say every goy is neman? The Gemara says kfela. So the Beis Yosef already writes, the Rambam's going to learn that kfeila in the Gemara doesn't mean that it has to dafka be a baker. It just means someone who's osem asa kfeila, right? The guy is doing the maisa of tasting the food, etc. Mr. Schlush.
Is there any man
or
woman or child also
people do? Man or woman should not matter. Child, like, is there? It's an interesting child I haven't looked into. Like, do I assume that child is Neman over here? The Pashtus, again, we'll have to hold that question, maybe based on some things that we'll say later in this year, we could be poshet that suffix. I haven't thought about the question yet, but perhaps based on some stuff that we'll say later on, we'll resolve that shaila about a katan. So according to the Rambam, any goy is neman. That seems to be what the Mechaber writes, no? Mechaber cuts and tastes the Lashon Rambam, yit'amenu ovet kochavim, a goy tastes it. The Rambam, the Mechaber, does not say, hasu mesiach lefitumo. Any goy is neman ad kan. What's the pshat? How could it be any goy is neman? So the Gura, in Osei, right? I'm sorry. The Mechaber then goes on and says, "V'tzar shelo yeda shesom kanolav," meaning it has to be Mesiach Lefitumo. Right? The Rambam says you don't need Mesiach Lefitumo, and any goy is neman. The Mechaber says any goy, but it has to be Mesiach Lefitumo. Frek the Gura, tzarchi and lama hishmit kfeila de neman b'cho inyan. The halach b'derech Rambam sheshmito, ava Rambam farish kfeil lav dafka, etc. K'mashkasa rivash. So how come the Mechaber leaves out the word kfeila? Why does he leave it out? So zok the Gra. Maybe because it's avida ligluye, you don't need kfeila. Maybe because Avida Ligluye. Avida Ligluye is a yesod that something which, I'm not going to be caught in a lie. If something is a bold-faced lie, everyone's going to know I'm not telling the truth. So I'm not going to say it. I'm obviously Neman because who would lie on something like this? Rav Soloveitchik commented that in the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Khrushchev was then the premier of the former USSR, was saying, we don't have any missiles pointed in Cuba, pointed in the United States. And the government's showing pictures on the news, like their pictures. So the Rav said that you see that the idea of Milsa Davido with Guye Loma Shapri Inshi is not true anymore, right? I don't know. That's already very mechudash. Okay. I think Putin is saying that there are no army units lined up against Ukraine. And everyone's saying their pictures. So, well, what's going on here? So I'm not exactly sure. I'm assuming that there's a Muslim of Milsa Da'avida Ligulia. That's something that will be revealed later on. That, says the Gra, is the pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam does not require kfeila. The Rambam does not require Mesiach Lefitumo. It's Milsa Da'avida Ligulia. Frek the Gra Ashaila. That in Simon Pei Vav, there's a discussion about simanim of beitzim. I go to the egg market, and there are eggs there. I want to know, is this egg from a kosher bird or from a treif bird? Hayotze min ha-tamei is tamei. Right? Is the egg kosher or not? So if the person tells me, oh, it's a kosher egg, that don't count for nothing. But if the person says, oh, the egg comes from a duck, comes from a kosher bird, so then there's nemos. Yeah, the Gemara has that there's simanim of the beitzim. It's like a little bit rounder at the bottom, more narrow at the top. You have the chelmon in the inside, the chelbon on the outside. Those are the simanim of beitzim tahorim. These simanim are not absolute. You still need someone to identify and to identify which bird it's from, to say this is a duck egg. Who is that someone? Mechaber writes it's got to be a yid. Rama says, even a guy. Then when the Mechaber says it has to be a yid, right? So what's the pshat? Right? And the Mechaber over there is quoting the Rambam, that it has to be a yid. Right? The Rama says, even a guy is neman, because the Rama holds it's milso davi the liguye. Right? You're going to tell me that this is a duck egg. Then I'm going to look in my encyclopedia of eggs and bring some other egg over, and it's going to be clear this is an ostrich egg, not a duck egg. So then, right, it's Avida Ligluye. That's the Pshat in the Rama. How come the Mechaber, following the Rambam, says you don't need that it that a goy is not Nemon? So the Goyin writes over here that lo domi lebeitzem, I mean the Gra oshei, lo domi lebeitzem desover de davka bi Yisrael. It's not like beitzem where the Rambam holds davka Yisrael's Nemon. Mishum deloy avida legluye kamokar. In Simon Pevav, it's not as avida legluye as it is over here. Prima godem sivsei das os beis also says something along these lines, right? That there's a difference between whether it's avida legluye or ikol amekam alei de milsa miyad or not miyad. Right? The Gra doesn't really specify why it's lo dami. The Prima Godem adds, is it ikol amekam alei de milsa miyad? Meaning to say, if you're going to tell me that these noodles don't taste like chazer, so then a second from now, someone's going to go and taste the noodles and say, dude, it tastes like chazer. What are you doing? Right? So you'll be caught in the lie immediately. By the beitzim, you're not going to be caught in the lie immediately. You're only going to be caught in the lie when the guy's going to go to the other farm and take an egg and show, right, etc. Take some time. Milsa davido leguye miyad is gevaldik nemonis. And that's why the Rambam says, any goy is nemon. You don't got to be a baker. You don't have to be a professional. Any goy is Nemon, even if it's not Mesiach Lefitumo, because according to the Rambam, this is Mesiach Lefitumo, Geshmaka Mesiach Lefitumo, it's Mesiach Lefitumo Miyad, not Mesiach Lefitumo, it's Avida Leguye, excuse me, Miyad, and therefore the Rambam says, you're a Nemon, any guy is Nemon, it's Avida Leguye Miyad, but in Simon Pei Vav, it's not Avida Leguye Miyad, that's the way the Prima Godim says it, and I think the Gra perhaps means that. Also, the Gra doesn't specify why this is not the same as Simon Pei Vav. Yes, sir.
So why would the Shulchan Aruch require Mesiach Lefitumo?
So the Shulchan Aruch apparently is not passing like that Rambam. Right? The Rambam here does not require Maseya Plaki Tumah. Shulchan Aruch does. The Shulchan Aruch is rejecting the Rambam. If you read in the Beis Yosef, he says something to the effect of, I'm going to play a Shita game. Since most Rishonim hold that Yidin Maseya Plaki Tumah, so I'll pass like Yidin Maseya Plaki Tumah. Most Rishonim assume that you don't need a full-fledged Kfeila, so therefore you don't need that. That's just like Hachra'ah in the Beis Yosef. That's the way the Beis Yosef puts the Hachra'ah together. Again, it's all in the Beis Yosef here, and the Prima Godim spells this out all in the Sifsei Daz Ostav.
So the Rambam doesn't think he's being tarred for the Beis Yosef.
He's not tarred for the Beis Yosef, he's being tarred for the Rambam. I think this is the pshat in the Gra.
Sure,
not the Rambam, not the Rambam. Haram mafash kfeil lav dafka shul baki bakar satan, like the Rivash, right? But lechem lo hiskir misyech lefi tumel. The lo hiskir means the Rambam. No? He's saying pshat in the Rambam in that gong. Oh. Okay. Now here's the thing, though. This idea of misyech lefi tumel as being the pshat in the Rambam, and therefore you neither need kfeil nor do you need the pshat in the Rambam, that's how you don't need kfeila, you don't need mesiach lefitumai. The Shach already used this idea of avida legluye big time. Now, let's take a step back. All of the mefarshim on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch are rather by Akasha. We paskin in Se'if Beis that tam ke'ikar is the oraisa. So how is it that you can tell me that a goy is neman mesiach lefitumo, that the food is that the food doesn't taste, that the noodles don't take like chazer? How can you believe the goy? It's a deraisa of tam keiker. That's what all of the mafarshim in the Shulchan Aruch ask. So the Taz, we'll get back to this gra etc. and the shach. We'll get there in a few minutes. But the Taz gives an answer that in his opinion, the only time that Mesiach Lefitumo is not Ne'eman in most cases, and is only Ne'eman to be Matir Naguna, that's something that requires Eidos Bebezdin. But something that does not require Eidos Bebezdin, the Taz says, so a Goy is Ne'eman even on a Da'iraisa by Mesiach Lefitumo. Right? How are you neman b'da'i raisa? So the Taz answers. Some suggest of the Taz that we're only going according to those shitas that the tam kikris d'rabbonah. But that's not going to work because the Rashba holds tam kikris d'ai raisa, and the Rashba still says meseach l'fitumai does help. So comes along the Taz, Hadam Mina Bagoza, they misel fitum nema, bemili deraisa, hain bemidi de boy avis davka. Maja inkin be isser beheter, shapir mahani. De beze, lobein an avis gemura. Ella im yeshlanu hochacha, sagi. Te dadan echa nema be isser in lahatir. Right, says the Taz, the only time misel fitum does not help is if it's something that needs avis. If it doesn't need Eidos, if it's something that Eidach and then Beisurin, so then Mesiach Lepitumo does help. Our case, obviously, you don't need a Bezdin to paskin that the noodles have the flavor of Chazer, don't have the flavor of Chazer. Therefore, a Goy is Neman by Mesiach Lepitumo ad kan Devei HaTaz. The Chiddush in the Taz is as follows, gentlemen. The paradigmatic case over here is Goyim are not neman by Mesiach Lefituma, with the exception of Aguna. To be matir Aguna, right? So then Goyim are neman by Mesiach Lefituma. Tell me, do I need a Bezdin to be matir Aguna? So when I was in the Kol HaElyon one year, 2001, so there's a thing called 9/11, and actually we were learning the end of Yevamos that year. We're learning the sugyas of Heter Aguna. And every morning in the front of the Beis Medrash, there's a Besen, Rav Shechter, Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Yonah Reis. He's the director of the Besen at that point. and they would be gova edos from people who said that, oh, we have like swipes of the metro card at this and this time, etc. To be matched with agunas. It was like unbelievable. Every morning in the base metrics. Do you need a bezdin to be matched with agunas? So if you look in Simon Yud Zayin is like one of the longest simonim in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Yud Zayin the Bevin Ezer, right? That's the simon of being matir agunis. If lamites, the Rama Paskins, you need a bezdin. The Chalkas Mecholkeit on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, if cut an ayin ches. So Chalkas Mecholkeit says you don't need a bezdin to be matir aguna. The Gemara has a story over there that somebody came and said that the fish ate up chia. Chia was consumed by the fish. So first the Gemara says it should be mutter. The Gemara says, oh, we have a rule of mayim shein lam sofa. You can't be matan aguna, etc. But get an impression from that Gemara that there's no need for a bezdin. The Taz writes, however, they are on seif lamites, that you don't need a bezdin to give psak. But you do need a bezdin for gevias edos. Right? You need people to come and testify. I know that he was here at this time, etc., whatever the edos is. But once we collect enough edos, so any mora hora could paskin that the aguna is mutter. Right? Traditionally, your matir agunas, you write a tshuva, no? Reb Yitzchak Ochanan, Avar Yeshiva, wrote like, his matir every single aguna that came his way. Right? Like, he was like 100 for 100 or something. Reb Shlomo Dov Kahana was matir all the agunas after the Second World War. Right? Then that matir aguna is based on, right, that they have a bezdin sitting down to do it. You had a bezdin to be goyve edos, says the Taz. And once you're goyve edos, so then a mora hora'a could paskin. So I think the Taz over here, when he says that by aguna you need a bezdin, right? It's clear in the Taz. He says that the only time, right, meisiach levitumo is not neman is something that requires edus, and edus means the Taz says edus with bezdin, and that's the Taz l'shitaso. It seems to me that you need edus with bezdin to be gova edus to be matir and aguna, even though the heter will come from a single mora hora'a based on the gvias edos. It seems to me that that's the pshat in the Taz. Okay, so far so good. So that's one mahalach in how can meisiach l'fitumo help. It's a din d'oraisa tam ke'ikar. How's meisiach l'fitumo help? The shach in Se'if Katan Beis also is bothered by this kasha. And the shach, like the Taz, begins by playing the name game and saying, who holds Tavker's Doraisa, who holds Tavker's not Doraisa, etc. Who holds Meisiach L'fitumo helps or not. But the name game doesn't really solve all the issues here. So the Taz, the shach has a line. In my shach, it's like two lines before the lines get very wide. Right? The Shach has a line. He says that Meisiach L'fitumo does not help when it's Ischazik Isura. But if it's not Ischazik Isura, so then Meisiach L'fitumo does help, even on the Doraisa. Right? What's Mischazik Yisura? Mischazik Yisura Chveis means that you know this thing was treif. Presumably the status quo is that's going to remain treif. In that case, Meisiach L'fitumo doesn't help. You know the woman's an Eishes Ish, right? She was married beforehand. You want to get her out of the Eishes Ish status by saying the husband died. Meisiach L'fitumo does not help because it's a Ischazik Yisura. When it's not a Ischazik Yisura, says the Shach, Meisiach L'fitumo does help. The Aruch HaShulchan likes this answer. The Shach says the answer is a Dofek. The Aruch HaShulchan likes this answer. It happens that this answer is Nit Azoy Poshot. And let me explain. The Badei HaShulchan has a second half a line on page 13 in the Be'urim. But is this called Ischazik Yisura? Is chazak isurim means that you have an iser, and the shaila is, did it change? In this case, what do I have? I have heter. I have noodles. I have a shaila, not did the noodles change, but I have a shaila whether some additional ingredient was added to the noodles. It's not a din in did the noodles change. It's a shaila of whether taroves happened, whether there's enough chazer to trafe up the noodles. It could be that I do not say is chazik isura versus is chazik hatera, right? The cheshbon over here is that this is not called is chazik isura. That's what the shach is suggesting, right? In other words, since it's cheskas heter, so therefore the goy is going to be neman by mesech of itumo, even though it's a daivaisa. But by shilos of taruvis, the Shev Shmaitza writes in Shmaitza Gimel Os Zayin, the Shev Shmaitza writes that by Shailas of Taroves, I don't play the Chazaka game. By Shailas of Taroves, right, I don't say, oh, it used to be Mutter, so therefore, presumably, it still is Mutter. No, that's a Shailah place if I have an animal. I know the animal used to be Treif. Right? Then I want to know, was there a change on this item? When there's a shaila of whether something new was added, says the Shmaitza, then I don't play on the discussion of chazaka. There's a shaila in Simen Kufhei. We're going to learn about kavash. Kavash is, let's say I have a piece of kosher meat, and it soaks in chazer schmaltz. So, safek kavosh, I'm not sure the liquid that it soaked in. So, the Ramah Paskin, safek kavosh is usser, because it's a safek whether there's chazer schmaltz in this piece of meat. The Taz jumps up and down and says, no, safek kavosh is going to be mutter because there's a cheskes heter on the meat. Says the Shmaitza, the defense of the Ramah, and he thinks that this is logical, is that by Isurim Ayudei Taroves, Chazaka doesn't matter. Chazaka is a Shaila of, I had something, did it change? Right? But if something else is added, that is not called a Chazaka issue. Again, or I could suggest that some machlokes between the Ramah and the Taz, as to whether it's called a chazaka issue. The Ramah says that we don't shtel on chazaka. Right? If that's the case, so then you can't say that, again, assuming that the Ramah over here, which he does, is masking to the mechaber, that meseach v'pitumai would help. Right? So I don't, I can't say that it's because of the Cheskes Heter. That is Reb Feivel Cohen's taina. This issue is relevant for another shaila. Now, the din in Yerudei Simen Aleph is I'm not allowed to shecht an animal unless I have a Kabbalah for Shechita. I can't shecht an animal unless I've been approved by another Shochet. Let's say I shecht without a Kabbalah. The assumption is that my animal is treif. Let's say you cooked that meat. Reuven shechts the meat without a Kabbalah. Assumption is the meat is treif. Then you go and you cook that meat in your dishes. Do I assume that the dishes are going to be treif also? Or maybe I can shtel on the chazaka that the dishes were kosher yesterday, so presumably they're still kosher today. Reb Kiva Eger writes in Simen Aleph that you don't say the chazaka, the cheskes heter on the dishes. The Shmaitza, or I should say the footnotes on the Shmaitza point out that the pshat is that it's a shaila of taroves. And by shailas of taroves, I don't apply the regular rules of chazaka. That seems to be the mahalach. Again, I don't know why the shach says it's dochek. The shach has a suggestion, right? And then he says it's dochek. But okay, that's another mahalach. So far I have again a kasha. How does Mesiach Afitu Maho? It's a shayla of a deraisa. So the Taz says his answer about whether you need real edus. The Shach suggests has to do with cheskes heter or not. The Aruch HaShulchan is maskim to this, and we have our question. The Bible has his question on the suggested answer of the Shach. Yeah.
What was the case of Simanala?
What?
What was the case of
Simanala? A person without a Kabbalah shechts an animal, and then you take that meat and you cook that meat in your pot. Is your pot now treif? Do I say that there's a cheskes heter on the pot? So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that the pot is treif. There's a cheskes heter. Teretz says no, cheskes heter doesn't help. Because it's a din of tarufis. It's a din of something being added rather than whether this item changed. Okay. Mr. Schlush.
A little bit like previously you said suffix kavash that means soaked. What does it mean? Like,
soaked. So a suffix kavash would mean, let's say, the din of kavash, kavavushal, is like you need 24 hours, let's say. So I'm not sure what time the kasher meat was put in the flask with my chazer schmaltz.
What does it mean, like, corn?
What?
What does it mean, pickles, kavash? Like,
so wait till we do kufhei and we'll talk about kavash. Kavash in halacha seems to be that you soak it in a liquid medium. That's the din of kavash kamavusha. You gotta wait until we get to kufhei. It's gonna take a little bit of time. Now, the shach goes on. And the Shach has his final answer in Seif Katan Beis, that the only time the Mesiach Lefi Tumay does not help on the Doraisa is when it's Leka Lameka Mawademosa. That's when Mesiach Lefi Tumay doesn't help. But if it's Ika Lameka Mawademosa, meaning it's Mosa David Oliguya, you could give it to somebody else to taste. So in that situation, it's going to be Mesiach Lepituma will be Neman even on Doraisa. That's what the Shach writes. So here's the rub. The Shach is using this Svara of Milsa Davido Ligluye to tell me why Mesiach Lepituma helps. The Gra is using this Svara of Milsa Davido Ligluye to defend the Rambam that you don't even need Mesiach Lefituma. Right, there seems to be, they're both using the same Svara of Milsa David and Ligluye, but the Gra is going much farther with this Svara than the Shach is. Right? The Shach is saying it only helps, right, with the Mesiach Lefituma. According to the Rambam, as understood by the Gra, it helps even Bli Mesiach Lefituma. So this is already, this requires serious thought. I'm not sure the mahalach to take over here. I really don't know. In the Megillah Sefer on page 108, 109, he works on this kasha. But I'd rather just leave it as a shverkeit, as a kasha. How come the Rambam uses Musa David Ligluye in a stronger way than the Shach is using it. So far, so good. Weiter. Ramah quotes, he's quoting from the Sefer HaAgor, that Einohag and Achshav Lismach HaOved Kochavim Misharen HaKol Vashishin Bizman Hazeh, we don't rely on Goyim. The Shach in Sifkatan Hay says, oh, we do rely on Jews. Reb Kiva Eger says that the cheshbin for not relying on Goyim is because we're choshesh for all the shitas. We're choshesh for the shita that you have to be a kfela, meaning, as understood by Tosis, an umen lomara umnase situation, and we're choshesh that you gotta be mesiach lefituma. And can it zayin that you have both of them at the same time? Because the only time I'm going to say is when my professional reputation is on the line. They ask me a question, I'm wearing my white coat, I'm like putting on my professional uniform, and I'm going to answer the question. But when I'm just schmoozing at a Shabbos meal, right? So Thanksgiving feast, it's a guy. I'm just schmoozing, so then Umin Lomara Umnase is not a meaningful category. Since I need both Umin Lomara Umnase and Mesiach Lepituma, so says the Gra, says Reb Kiva Eger in the Pshat of the Ramah, since we are Machmir that you need both, so Memela it's never going to help because you can't have both. You can't both be a Mesiach Lepituma and be a be an Uman Lomara Umnase. That's what Reb Kiva Eger says. Mr. Schlosh.
The shop needs to be relying on Jews for which goods.
The shop what?
So that we rely on Jews.
The shop was we can rely on Jews. Yeah, like let's say if I use a, if I cut a radish with a fleshik knife and they want to know, is the radish fleshik? So then you could have Timas Yisrael. Right? The Levush says even Timas Yisrael does not help. The Shach says Timas Yisrael does help, and the Shach points out in Siman Sadivav that Timas Yisrael helps b'diyavad, not l'chatzchila. Like, it, you get an impression a teeny bit from the Shach over here that he holds that Timas Yisrael would help even l'chatzchila, but you have to learn all the Shachs together. Okay, now, comes along at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mate Yehonasan, the Rebbe Ripyonsen Eivshitz. Rebbe Yonson Epshet says, one second, if Reb Kiva Eger is correct, that the Cheshbin, why a goy is not Neman at all, Bezman Hazeh, is because you have to be both Umen Lomar of Nase and Mesiach of Hitumo, and you can't have both. If that's the case, I could have two of them, one after the other. First, call your baker in. They say, Slobodan, right? Does the noodles taste like Chazer? Slobodan's going to say no. And then somehow create a situation of a Mesech of Yitzumai also, right? So says Reb Yonasan Eivshitz, oh, Bekahai Gavna, you can have both. That's already interesting, no? Reb Yonasan Eivshitz is suggesting that you can have combined Ne'amonos of Reuven, of Slobodan and Ignatz. Right? The two Goyim are going to both come together to create a Heter. Now, Yesh La'ayin, if this is correct, because L'cha'ora, when Slobodan says that, by Slobodan, the professional baker, says, oh, look, noodles don't taste like Chazer, so say, Slobodan, you're not trusted. Right? Later on, Ignatz comes, and Mesiach Levitumo says it doesn't taste like Chazer. So I'll also say, Ignatz, you're not believed. So two zeros maybe can't come together to create right Nemonis. What Reb Yonasan Eivshitz is suggesting is really creative, but I think it involves, I haven't thought this through clearly, but my recollection just begadol is that there are many sugyas in Shas that could potentially relate to this issue, right? If I have one person who's not Neman for this reason, one person who's not Neman for that reason, can they come together and be Neman, right? That's what Reb Yonasan Eivshitz is saying. You get an impression that Reb Kiva Eger does not agree with that. That's Nekuda Rishona. Sir.
Maybe I missed something, but you have to ask the baker. The baker has to have das. Why can't you just have all one of the das?
Zuck the taz. That. Yeah, you have to remember that the Taz feels like he has two jobs. The Taz is a Mefarish on Shulchan Aruch, but it's also Turei Zahav, so he feels that his job is to explain the Torah. No? So the Torah quotes Adoni Avi HaRosh Zal, that the king Chazer Adoni Avi Arazal that Mesiach Lepitumo helps. And the Beis Yosef says, why does the Tor not quote that the Rosh says also kvela. So the Beis Yosef says that it's not clear from the Rosh that you really need a kvela. Taz, this is the end of Seif Katan Beis. Taz asks, what do you mean it's not clear from the Rosh that you need a kvela? You read the word Rosh's words. He says, nachdom, right? So nachdom is kvela. Right? So what does he mean? So he says, you know what? I'm not sure exactly why the Beis Yosef is bothered by the Lashon HaTor. The Torah is Gevaldik and Ad Kan. Remember, the Taz's job is to defend the Torah. The Torah quotes the Rosh one way. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand it. So the Taz says, I'll explain the Torah to you. Ella, the Taz adds, Yesh kiddush acher b'divrei harosh, d'mashma, im yodea ube kochovim, shesomchem olav b'dover acher, lo le'ingin iser v'heter, mikri lofi tumo, masha enkein, v'sha'ar lofi tumo, kugon be'edas isha, lo mahanizah. Says the Taz, an unbelievable diuk in the Rosh, that let's say you ask a goy a shayla, you call up, you say, Reb Goy, I'm allergic to pig. Does this noodle taste like pig? I'm asking not for kashrus reasons. I'm asking for allergens. I'm asking for some other thing. Says the Taz, oh, it's mavur in the Rosh. That's called mesiach lafi tuma. As long as they're not asking me for halachic reasons, they're not saying, oh, I'm a rabbi and I want to know is it kosher. Right? That's called mesiach lafi tuma, says the Taz, bedas harosh. Now, if the Taz is correct, bedas harosh, that Mesiach Lafi Tumo means any time they're not asking me a Shaila LaHalacha. So then Reb Kiva Eger's Maman of Shach, so to speak, doesn't work. Because Reb Kiva Eger's Maman of Shach is, well, if you're a Kfela, you're not Mesiach Lafi Tumo. According to the Taz Vidas HaRosh, I could be a Kfela and I'm still a Mesiach Lafi Tumo because I'm a Mesiach Lafi Tumo in the sense of you're not asking me a halachic matter, right? You're asking me about allergens. That's called mesiach lafi tumo. If that's called mesiach lafi tumo, so I don't have the maman of shach that Reb Kiva Eger says is the pshat in the Rama.
What's the other understanding? What would
Reb Kiva Eger's
understanding of mesiach lafi tumo?
Mesiach lafi tumo means that the guy comes and tells a story. He walks and he says, oh, by the way, you know, I went to this restaurant and I ate the noodles and you'll be surprised. Like the noodles are coming on the plate with pig and the noodles didn't taste like pig at all. It was like so funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, this is not, the Taz's word is that
it's Mesiach Lafi Tumo unless you ask me point blank. I'm a rabbi, I'm going with a halachic issue.
For Ricky, it would be Mesiach Lafi Tumo if I just bring up a conversation, I'm not really even asking them.
For sure. That's Mesiach Lafi
Tumo.
That's Mesiach Lafi Tumo. You just bring it up in the conversation.
So then I can totally have it when it
being no, but I can't be both.
Why?
In other words, because I need to be both Umen Lo Mara Umnase and Mesiach Lafi Tumo. I'm Umen Lo Mara Umnase only if my professional reputation will be ruined. Dahainu, right? They say, oh, as a chemist, etc. But if I'm just schmoozing, I could say, yeah, I made a mistake. What's the big deal? Like, if you ask my professional opinion, then it's Lomar Nasei.
What's the start of Reb Kiva Eger
saying you need both Dinu and Ma'amanus? Reb Kiva Eger is saying that we are machmer like all the Shitas. Why we would do that, I don't know. But that's what we have. Again, some also suggest that maybe the Pshat in the Ramah is that you hold like Rashi. Rashi says that kfela only works when you already have shishim, but the Rishonim don't like that mahalach of Rashi at all, because the Lashon and the Gemara of somchana kfela sounds like the kfela is a kula. According to Rashi, kfela is a chumra. According to Rashi, kfela means, right, you already have shishim, it would be mutter, but the kfela tells me it's treif. Right? So according to Rashi, kfela is only a chumra. Right? So that's why the Mefarshim don't like Rashi. So it would be hard to say that the Rama is based on Rashi. That would be a little bit hard to say. There is another instance in our Se'if where you see that Kfela might be a Chumra. The Rosh and the Mechaber is that im ein sham oivet kaychavim misharin l'shishim. Right? I only cheshbonai shishim if there's no goy around. You get an impression, says the Shach and Ostalid, that if there is a goy around, you're not relying on shishim. That would mean that the goy is a chumrah. Right? That means that, like, that Svarav Rashi is not totally rejected, but Yehei Mashi Yehei, the Gra argues on this Shach Ostalid, the Badi Ashulchan points this out, etc. But let's go on. According to Reb Kiva Eger, Goyim are not Ne'emon because you need both a Messiah Lafitumai and a Umin Lomarim. I'm not saying you can't have both. But this is only going to be true, says Reb Kiva Eger, in a situation that's a potential Dairaisa. Let's say it's only a Shail of a Drabonon. So then by a Drabonon, Messiah Lafitumai for sure helps. So then, b'kahai gavna, certainly you'll be nevun. That's what Reb Kiva Eger points out at the end. If you look in the, you look in, I don't know, the Hisrei Tshuva, the Prima Godin, they all say that just because it's drabonon doesn't mean you're going to believe a guy by Meseach Lafitumo. That the comment of the Rambam that we don't believe Goyim is a categorical comment. Even on the Drabonon, we don't believe Goyim. Now, this is already a hard thing to explain. Why would we not believe Goyim at all? It's hard to know. It's hard to know. It could be that the Pshat is like the Shach writes and all the other Achronim, right? That we have a real Chashash Meshacher. Even though Medina de Gemara, there's no chashash meshaker in many cases, but for some reason Chazal felt, or the Chachamim felt, that there's a real chashash meshaker over here. If there's a real chashash meshaker, even in the Rabbonans, we're not going to believe a goy, and even by Mesech HaFitumai, we're not going to believe the goy, there's a real chashash meshaker. I'm not exactly sure how to square this, but what Reb Kiva Eger is saying, I think, is a little bit reasonable. That a goy Mesech HaFitumai would be neman on Mesech HaFitumai would be neman on the Rabbanans. Just the last point very quickly, you have to go down a minute on the second. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov has a new mahalach. He says the reason why the Rambam writes that we don't believe goyim anymore is because our food industries are different than their food industries used to be. Their food industry used to be very simple. You have noodles and chaser schmaltz. Today, when we cook a food, you can have 27 ingredients in the food. So to be able to identify whether it tastes like chaser or doesn't taste like chaser, you have to cheshbon out all the other ingredients, so therefore it's not pashut. Now, according to Rabbi Yaakov, who had in the chor, we should not trust a yid, because once our food industry is so complicated, it's not the fact, like the Lavush wanted to say, that Bizman Hazel, way I understood the Lavush, that Bizman Hazel, we lost our chush of taste. But the pshat is that our food is much more complicated than their food used to be. Let's have a marvelous day. Zayge benched.